This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news out of stories first. Nepal government decides to close all the educational institutions, training centers, and entertainment hubs across nation as coronavirus infection precaution. 2 die and 15 others injured in separate road accident in West Nepal Prachi. And China reports 0 new domestic coronavirus cases for the first time. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the Coronavirus Infection Prevention and Control High-Level Coordination Committee held at Simadabad on Wednesday has decided to close all the educational institutions, consultancies and training centers. The government made decision to close all the schools, colleges and university campuses across the country until 12th April. The government has decided to close all the cinema halls, cultural centers, stadium and entertainment venues until 30 April in view of the possible outbreak of the coronavirus. After the meeting, Communications and Information Technology Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada said Home Ministry, Communications and Information Technology Ministry and Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Ministry would monitor the activities. Minister Khatiwada informed the government's decision to ban any form of gathering at the party places, temples, gumbas and other public places with more than 25 people at once. The government has also urged people to restrain mobility except in emergencies. The high-level committee has also urged the owners and drivers of public vehicles to disinfect the vehicles every day and not to board people more than its seat capacity. Nepal Police and Transport Management Department have been assigned to monitor the implementation and decision. 2 persons have died while 15 others have been injured in separate road accident in West Nepal Prachi today. According to West Nepal Prachi District Police Office, the accident took place at Sarawal Rural Municipality 1, Barsa, when a car heading to west from east collided with bike coming from the opposite direction. Motorbike rider 53-year-old Ratna Kumar Karmi of Bardaghat, who was critically injured in the accident, died while undergoing treatment at local Prithivi Chandra Hospital. Meanwhile, motorbike rider 41-year-old Isur Bahadur Karki of Sarawal 1 died when his bike hit a stationary truck at Sarawal Tulsi Nagar. Similarly, 15 passengers were injured when a bus overturned at Bardaghat Municipality 2 Chisapani. The injured are undergoing treatment at Butowal Hospital. The meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee called for today has been postponed due to the presence of more than 25 people. The meeting was called for the discussion on the bill related to the management of interrelation between federal, provincial and local levels. The lawmakers urged the committee president to postpone the meeting, stating that the discussion could be beyond the government's decision not to make gathering of more than 25 people at a time. There were more than 25 people present in the meeting, including committee members, parliamentarians, journalists and office staff. A health help desk has been set up at Nepal-India border points of State 2 in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. According to the State Health Directorate, the health help desk has been set up at Raksol of Birganja, Birganiya of Rautahat, Sonbars of Sarlahi, Bittamot and Matihani of Mahuttari, and Jatahi of Danusa, Madar and Thodi of Siraha and Kalauni and Chindamasta of Saptari, among other borders. Similarly, arrangement of isolation ward has been made at Narayani Hospital, Birganja Hospital, Gajendra Narayan Singh Sagarmatha Hospital, Rajbiraj National Medical College, Birganja, Janaki Medical College, Janakpur and Provincial Hospital, Janakpur. The vehicular movement has been completely restricted at Jamuna checkpoint along Nepal-India border in Baki since yesterday to avoid the possible outbreak of COVID-19. The security personnel from both the countries have completely controlled the operation of heavy vehicles to cycling, entering to Nepal and India by the checkpoint. Baki Chief District Officer Kumar Bahadur Khadka said, though the vehicle operation has been brought to a complete halt, the movement on foot has remained as usual. The meeting of the security officials of Nepal and India had decided to ban the operation of vehicular movement from yesterday. Tanahu-based Bandipur Hospital has put in place an isolation ward for providing treatment to COVID-19 suspects. Bandipur Rural Municipality Chair and Hospital Management Chair Purna Singh Thapa said the isolation ward equipped with 8 beds was put in place to resist coronavirus infection. He further informed that the arrangement has been made to provide treatment to corona infection suspects, collect throat swab and cough samples and send the samples to the center for lab test. A suspected COVID-19 patient in Khotang district has tested negative. District Hospital Acting Chief Dr. Shailesh Shrestha confirmed the suspect person of Diktil Rupakot Majgodi Municipality 10 testing negative. According to Shrestha, the suspected patient's lab test was found negative. He added that the locals had suspected him as he returned from China on February 26. The Bagmati state government has decided to prorogue the ongoing winter session of the state assembly. The state government spokesperson and Minister for Economic Affairs and Planning, Kailash Prasad Dungyal, said a special meeting of the council of the ministers held this morning decided to recommend the state chief to prorogue the assembly session. The state government took the decision to implement the federal government's measures to ward off potential risk of coronavirus. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. Now to some international updates. China has recorded zero domestic infections today for the first time since the outbreak emerged. The stark reverse comes as nations across the world have shut down in a desperate effort to contain the pandemic, with more people now infected and having died abroad in China. According to National Health Commission, there were no cases in Wuhan, the central city where the virus first emerged in December. The number of people dying from coronavirus in Italy has risen by 475 in a day to nearly 3,000. This is the biggest increase since the outbreak. There are a total of 35,730 confirmed cases in the country, with more than 4,000 having successfully recovered. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up top stories once again. Nepal government decides to close all educational institutions, training centers and entertainment hubs as coronavirus infection precaution. 2 die and 15 others injured in separate road accident in West Noel Prashi, and China reports 0 new domestic coronavirus cases for first time. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.